Hot Business on Hot 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, South Africa has some of the longest working hours in the world, yet productivity, as you well know, remains stubbornly low. In contrast, many high-income countries are now experimenting with four-day work weeks and flexible schedules. So here's my question. Could reducing hours improve output and worker well-being, or is the South African economy too structurally constrained to make any of this work? Someone who's been doing some work in that respect is Dieter von Fintel, who is a development economist. We find him at Stellenbosch University. Dieter, a very warm welcome to you. I'm wondering if there's hard evidence that South Africa's long working hours are hurting productivity. How do we illustrate that if we can?
Yes, so I mean, that's a very good question, because we're typically an economy that's, as you say, we're very different to the developed economies. We're an emerging market, so people do work very long hours. So if you think about it, a quarter of workers work more than 45 hours per week, which is quite a substantial amount. And if you think that the standard is much lower in developing countries, where it's actually edging towards 35 hours per week. Clearly, a lot of experimentation in the developed world suggests that the four-hour working or the four-day work week could potentially have massive impacts in increasing productivity. There have been some pilots in South Africa in some companies where it also did suggest that this has a positive effect. The problem with the evidence which we have at the moment, however, is that it usually works with white-collar workers who can structure their workday in very different ways. I think it's very different for other workers who don't have this flexibility to structure their days, this email then, that email then, but you have to stand at a place of work facing customers, for instance, where your workday isn't as flexible and where that won't necessarily change productivity. And I think because our economy has a very different skills composition to the rest, to many other countries where this evidence comes from, we may see very different impacts coming out.
Let me ask you a question about the efficacy of a four-day work week. Conventional wisdom might suggest that a four-day work week would mean less work, yet the suggestion is it would increase productivity. How would that happen?
Yes, so I think the idea is that a lot of the work that we do is dead work, and there's dead time in between. Where if we were to compress this into 4 days, we would actually, first of all, prioritize, but actually in many ways, technology can aid us to do that work in a different way. For instance, you would cut down on having traveling towards meetings to bring people together, and that travel time could be reduced. We could also, and this also links to the work from home aspect, which also reduces a lot of travel time so that people can be more effective at what they do. The idea really is to be more effective at the work that's actually done, and not necessarily to do less work. And then also in the process, discovering a lot of the factors that don't need to be done, a lot of the work that doesn't need to be done.
So you talk about being more effective in the workplace. Human nature, though, doesn't really work that way. The sense would be that if that's going to happen, we would need, one, a complete change in mindset, and second of all, better management in that respect to get the productivity that you're talking about. Again, not easy to do.
That is hard to do. It would mean that, humans... Although I would like to counter that a little bit, if humans were told that the human nature, if we know that we can work 4 days a week and do it more effectively, it might motivate us to do that. Not obviously universal, but it does require careful management and also structuring the workday more carefully. This would require more oversight of how different roles link to each other and how different people working on the same projects link to each other. So in that sense, not just a traditional managerial perspective, but it would also be looking at tools, apps and technology to manage this effectively so that the technology can help us to structure our processes better.
Do you think there are sectors that would be better suited to a four-day work week?
Yes, I definitely think so. I think service sectors, so where it's people who are not customer facing, this would work much better. And where people can work independently, where people go away to do a task and then it links back into the bigger team, that can be done more effectively. But if you think of sectors like retail, where shops are open 7 days a week, that's going to be much harder. You do need people on task for the full work week. So obviously, people-facing sectors, that's going to be more difficult to implement this.
And just a final one, if this comes to pass, or given what has happened in pilot projects, surely there would be unintended consequences, maybe worsening wage or salary disparity, and maybe just an increase in informal work.
Yeah. So this to make this work, one would really have to ensure that take-home pay remains livable. So I don't think it will be, for instance, tolerable for especially workers working close to the minimum wage to be suggested you have an hourly wage rate that's close to the minimum wage, but the take-home pay at the end of the month is not livable. So there will definitely be considerations in terms of how can a livable wage have to be maintained? Would it mean increasing the minimum wage? I think that could be difficult. Would it be maintaining work hours? That could also be difficult. There's many trade-offs involved, especially given the complexity of our labor market in South Africa. So one would need to take all of these aspects into consideration.
And do you think a 4-day work week would apply well to daily podcast
I'm
presenters? Just
sure. I'm sure you
planting the
can
seed.
pre-record.
Just planting the
Pre-record.
seed, Dieter. Thank you very much indeed. That is Dieter van Fintel, who is a development economist, talking to us today from Stellenbosch University. Dieter, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.